The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So whose weekend was worse, the New York Times or the Steelers? I think you know by now that Ben Roethlisberger blew out his arm and has to have elbow surgery. That's what it's called when a pitcher has elbow surgery, and that's what's coming up for Roethlisberger. And the Steelers lost their second in a row. And if it hasn't happened already, it's only a matter of time before somebody in the national sports media says that the Steelers should sign. Are you ready? Colin Kaepernick. Has it happened yet? Because if it has, I'm not aware of it. It will. And if I'm not aware of it, doesn't mean that someone somewhere hasn't said it already, which, of course, is an idiotic idea, and it's never going to happen. But then there's the New York Times. America's newspaper of wishful thinking journalism came out with new allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. I'm sure you've heard about all this, and the usual suspects in the media treated it as a bombshell, and Democrats everywhere said that Kavanaugh should resign or be impeached, mostly impeached, of course, because they practice wishful thinking journalism. That's why they did it. That's why they do it. And they jumped the gun and made idiots of themselves. The New York Times got its information from a book by two of their reporters called The Education of Brett Kavanaugh. And the accusation was that Kavanaugh exposed himself to a woman at a drunken party in a dorm at Yale and then had his genitals pushed on her or something. It's very gross and all that stuff. But there were no eyewitnesses quoted, and the woman who was supposedly assaulted had no recollection of the incident. Other than that, they had Kavanaugh dead to rights, New York Times did in the story. Now, I don't know if it happened, and I don't really care. It was over 30 years ago. It was a bunch of drunken college kids. And as far as I know, no charges were filed at the time. Nobody was kicked out of school. I think we'd know that by now if something like that happened. And if it did happen, it doesn't make Kavanaugh a sexual predator. It may make him like a lot of guys I knew in college who did stupid, gross things when they were drunk. The difference, of course, is I didn't hang around with a lot of guys who were potential Supreme Court justice material. None of them became Supreme Court justices. Sandy Overrated Cortez was on video already, I don't know if it's yesterday or today, saying that sexual assault is about power, and I'm sure that somewhere in the video she made some mention of women of color being especially victimized. Anyway, she said that Kavanaugh should be impeached. Now imagine if every successful person in America were defined by the worst thing that they did when they were drunk or stoned in college. I don't even want to think about that. If I think back to when I was 18 to 22 years old, I never did anything like that, but some of my friends may have. Anyway, a lot of people would be out of jobs if that were the case, and that includes a lot of politicians, including, by the way, many of Sandy's friends. Believe me, they all went to college. They were involved in stuff, especially the guys, and I know they were, and they're all very glad that there were no cell phones to record it back then and that everybody's forgotten about it and nobody's made a big deal about it. But it's out there, believe me. Anyway, when we come back from this break coming up here, we're going to talk to the senior media analyst at the Media Research Center about how the media handled this latest blockbuster that went nowhere. He's also the co-author, by the way, of a book called Unmasked, Big Media's War on Trump. His name is Tim Graham, and he'll be here when we come back. Stick around. They blow into town with the wind, rain, and hail, and out-of-town storm chasers going door-to-door, often posing as a local company offering a quick fix to desperate homeowners. If you've had damage to your roof, windows, siding, or gutters and downspouts, you may be eligible to get them replaced or repaired free of charge. Just be careful who you call. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com for a free inspection from one of their highly trained appraisers. With over 50 years in home remodeling, Windows R Us is the area's premier exterior replacement company for roofs, siding,
gutters and downspouts, doors, and of course windows. If damage isn't your issue and you just want something new, you'll love their no-pressure approach, no hidden fees, and one of the fastest turnaround times in the industry. A company who will never skip town when it comes to honoring their warranty. Visit WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com. Mention STAG for an additional 10% off. Windows R Us, proud sponsor of the Jerk of the Week, heard every Friday on the John Steigerwald Show. WindowsRUsPittsburgh.com.
Homeowners love their Pella windows and doors, and we love how happy we made Susan from Sewickley.
I just have to tell you, this bay window is absolutely beautiful. I mean, it's fantastic. It really is. Beautiful! I mean, beautiful!
Can we install some happiness for you? Right now, get 50% off installation or 18 months, no payments, no interest. Call for your free consultation. We'll come to you. 888-78-PELLA. PellaPittsburgh.com.
You started your business with nothing but a great big idea. They told you it couldn't be done, but that just made you work harder to prove them wrong. Now look at you, ready to take on the world. Speed Pro Pittsburgh South gets where you're coming from. When they said they wanted to create great big graphics for great big ideas like yours in less time than anyone else, they were told it couldn't be done. Speed Pro Pittsburgh South just smiled and said, "Oh yeah? Watch us." When you need a large format printing partner who can provide high-quality visual graphics in stunning detail, from trade show displays to outdoor signs, 3M brand vehicle wrap for your fleet, to window graphics, banners, and decals, Speed Pro Pittsburgh South can handle most jobs in 2 days or less, and can roll with last-minute change-ups without breaking a sweat. Who says it can't be done? For a free quote, visit speedpropghsouth.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Warning, listening to this program may expose you to toxic masculinity. The John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250. The Answer.
Well, the New York Times had a big story and a bombshell about Brett Kavanaugh. They had it for about 20 minutes until Molly Hemingway, who wrote a well-sourced book on the subject, noticed that the Times had forgotten to mention that the book they were basing their story on mentioned that the alleged victim of the sexual assault said she had no recollection of it. Not exactly a slam dunk case. Of course, the media went crazy. Every Democrat who could get to a microphone called for Kavanaugh to be impeached. Well, Tim Graham is the director of media analysis at the Media Research Center and the co-author of a book called Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump. And he joins us now. Thanks for being here, Tim.
Oh, sure.
So the media's insistence on harassing Kavanaugh, I mean, that's obviously part of their war on Trump, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is we're a little stunned. I mean, because this story was already falling apart almost from the minute they posted it. And yet, there they were last night. These so-called new allegations led off ABC's World News Tonight last night. They had a full story on the NBC Nightly News last night. CBS had football, so we don't know. But all three networks were back on it again this morning, doing stories, big interviews with these New York Times reporters. The and now we're counting cable news on CNN and MSNBC. We have literally hours of coverage that these people have done to this whisper of a false allegation. It's the sort of thing where you laugh at them when they say, well, we're facts first.
Yeah, and the thing is, it is so obvious that there was no there, and even after that's been made pretty clear, they just can't resist it, can they? I mean, it's a story that whether it's has much truth to it or whether it's even worthy of being presented, if you're using any kind of journalistic standards at all, it doesn't matter because it's Kavanaugh and we're going with
it. Some of these are really kind of funny when you think about it. It was literally on the same third hour of the Today Show last week. They were giving the NBC gave her a cake to celebrate the 10th anniversary of her service on the Supreme Court. She got a cake, and Kavanaugh gets mud in the face.
Right. Yeah. Can the Times claim ignorance on this at all, that they missed the fact that the alleged victim had no recollection of Kavanaugh exposing himself and doing whatever it is that they're saying that he did?
Well, you're literally left with the idea that somehow you have to think that the authors of this book read the excerpt of their book before it was published in the newspaper. How could they miss a detail like this? I dare say they read it and they were fine with it. I don't think that they recognized there was an error. I think they were putting a little spit on the ball. We're going to leave out a little problem there. And good for Molly Hemingway for calling it out. I mean, here's the whole problem. Molly Hemingway wrote the book, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. Kavanaugh on trial. Networks didn't notice this. The New York Times didn't review that book.
Nope.
But the minute the New York Times whispers a smear on Kavanaugh, let's do hours of coverage.
Yeah, and Molly Hemingway had a lot of really interesting new stuff on that whole investigation that was done on him and the trashing of him by the media. And I had her on the show here at the time when I had her on a few weeks ago. She unsurprisingly had not been called by CNN to be interviewed or MSNBC or anybody else. I don't think she's been on any of the other morning shows. And she had very I don't know if it's shocking, but she had very new information about it that anybody interested in the story should have been all over.
Well, again, you cannot overlook the idea that they say, well, there are facts and there are stories, and then there are Fox stories. And so a story like this, it's a Republican talking point. It's a Fox story. We're not touching the Fox story. And the New York Times, again, even in choosing which books to review, they're not going to review this book. They don't review books by Mark Levin, but they review goofball books by Kim Kardashian, but they won't review Mark Levin. And that it just shows you that their whole mentality is, well, to actually pay attention to these conservative books would be a bad thing. So we're just going to not give them a review. We're just going to ignore them.
Yeah, well, and I mean, you know that the New York Times does that, and I know that the New York Times does that. And I have to believe that the New York Times knows that you and I know that, but the New York Times doesn't care, obviously. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it's such an obvious thing.
And we can add the point that they manipulate their so-called bestsellers list of
right.
the press. Titles they don't like. And that's really a whole new level of factual mangling. So, I mean, I think that there is what most conservatives feel about this thing is, yes, the Obama nominees got a very gentle escort through the confirmation process with Lindsey Graham, which is one reason Lindsey Graham was so angry with Brett Kavanaugh. Or during the Kavanaugh hearings,
yeah.
Because that's not the way he ran it. We didn't have 8 days of stories about how Elena Kagan sexually harassed some woman at Harvard. You know, there was no sleazy, scandalous allegations against Obama's nominees. And if there had been such a thing, all of these networks would not have carefully investigated them. They would have ignored it the same way that they wanted to ignore Paula Jones, the same way they wanted to ignore Juanita Broderick.
Yep. Yep.
So, I mean, this is the pattern. I just, you just have to feel for this man that they can never place him at these events. They can't place him. They don't have photographs. You know, all the eyewitnesses walk away here and say they talk to like 70 people and all 70 go, no. And so you're left in this case with a guy named Max Steyer. Well, the New York Times isn't going to tell you. They didn't say in the Sunday story. Who is Max Steyer? Max Steyer represented the Clintons in the 90s during their independent counsel investigation by Ken Starr. Guess who was on Ken Starr's staff?
Yep.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's just... I like to call it the networks have been doing with all things Trump for almost, 4 years now, wishful thinking journalism. They can't control themselves when they're when they think that they have devastating information about that's going to hurt Trump. Do they know that or do they show any sign of learning, you know, that maybe they might just be a little too anxious, a little too willing?
No. And look, I will say this. Let's admit, this president has a casual relationship with the truth. He says things every day
yep.
that you can say, whoops. But here's the funny thing. So the Washington Post runs around and says, we've counted 12,000
right.
false or misleading things Trump has said,
yep.
which, of course, the liberals all mangle into 12,000 lies, which is not what the Washington Post said. But they don't keep a count. They don't keep a count of goofball things Biden says, and they won't. They wouldn't have had a list of false or misleading statements by President Hillary. It just would not have happened. You know, this is what we all understand the way this game is rigged.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can acknowledge, whoops, Trump says stuff like windmills cause cancer.
And yeah.
You go, what? But on the other hand, they are what they look like every day are a bunch of paid publicists for the Democratic National Committee.
We're talking to Tim Graham. He's the director of media and analysis. I can't say that word today at the Media Research Center and co-author of a book called Unmasked: Big Media's War Against Trump. I want to talk to you about your book in a minute, but I just wondering, you know, the media were bad on this one as they have been. Did any of the usual suspects maintain any semblance of journalism based on your observations in this particular case this weekend?
First you have to say, when you have an allegation this flimsy, the first reaction ought to be, well, let's not do a story until we have more evidence.
Right.
That's where everybody failed here. Well, what was their excuse for putting this flimsy allegation out there? Oh, well, five Democratic presidential contenders are all trying to out-nut each other by saying you need to impeach Kavanaugh, which is never going to happen, but they're all doing it because that's how they go out there and seek the Democrat nut voters.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all understand what's going on here, but they're not going to present it as, and five Democratic presidential candidates all showed how extreme they are. That's not the way they use it. Like, these are the most credible people in the universe are saying impeach Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and the media also, once it's determined that they maybe overplayed their hand or exaggerated the claims or whatever, and it's a bogus story or not worthy of the attention and surprise and joy that they showed about it, they won't go to the Democrats who immediately, without even thinking, said they had to be impeached. They won't go to them and say, hey, do you have any second thoughts about what you said a couple of days ago in reaction to this story, which now seems to be not true. They're never asked about it. So they also know, right, that they can say whatever they want, and they're not going to get called on it.
Well, and they're not taking the time to do, you know, obviously yesterday Senator Grassley put out another series of tweets reminding everybody how this actually went, which was we couldn't get Ramirez to come talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a whole series of things where he explained how this went in real time. And again, so Now they're running around and they're saying, well, this just shows you two out of the five conservative members of the court have been credibly accused of sexual harassment. What this really means, again, is these people are so mean-spirited. Remember, what was Clarence Thomas accused of? You know, Brett Kavanaugh, he's got it worse because they're actually accusing him of rape and gang rape.
Yep.
Clarence Thomas, they said he couldn't be on the Supreme Court because he talked about a porn flick Anita Hill. I mean, but they treated that like they compared her to Rosa Parks and Sojourner Truth because she allegedly had to listen to talk about Long Dong Silver. It's ludicrous on its face, and they called, you know, these are the same news outlets, by the way, again, who said, we're not interested in Juanita Broderick's tale of rape. We're not interested in Paula Jones saying Clinton dropped his pants and said, kiss it.
Right.
They had zero interest in that. They spent months and months ignoring it. And the first flake of this, they all jumped on it.
See, Tim, I just try to imagine, like, what was the morning meeting at the New York Times in the newsroom? What was that like today? I mean, does anybody get reprimanded or even questioned? Do you think they're all in on the wishful thinking and they know exactly what was going on and they're okay with it? You know what I mean? Like if the New York Times is even Joe Scarborough went after him a little bit today. The New York Times is actually taking some heat, a little bit of heat now because it's so ridiculous. Is there anybody there who's going to say, is the boss going to come out and, you know, rattle anybody's cage or anything over this, or do they just laugh it off?
I think there are obviously the added an editor's note to this. But they had this embarrassing tweet from the New York Times opinion section that said that being sexually harassed by Kavanaugh may seem like harmless fun, and they got in trouble with that. And so whoever wrote that tweet is probably in trouble because that was just deeply embarrassing for the whole newspaper.
Right.
But again, these people always have a very brave face in public, and then they'll go back to the newsroom, and what'll happen a lot is they'll all complain about the right-wingers. But if you want to know what's really going on in there, again, I always encourage people to read the transcript of this staff meeting, this town hall meeting that Dean Baquet had, because what you see in there is that Dean Baquet has this asylum of left-wing squad lovers who think Joe Biden's a right-winger. That's the reporters in there. And that's where you get reporting like this. I mean, obviously, these two women hate Brett Kavanaugh, and then they go on the Today Show this morning and say, hey, we were trying to be objective. Nobody buys that.
No.
Nobody buys that. That's not the story that was in the Sunday paper. The story was in the Sunday paper was, oh, Deborah Ramirez was a Catholic choir girl. She drove a $500 car, and she was harassed by this rich white brat.
Privileged. You have to get that word in there. I only have a little less than 2 minutes. I want to ask you quickly about your book, Unmasked, The Media's War Against Trump. I know what the subject matter is, but what's the big takeaway from the book after the research and the work that you did on it with Brett Bozell?
Yeah, we always laugh because we're like, well, we need to write this book because nobody knows the media hate Trump.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's just basically trying to put the meat on the bones and, you know, show people how this was done and just how aggressive it is. So, you know, the main takeaway is we have found month after month after month, the network evening news coverage is 90% negative against this president. Now you would honestly expect an average president would get, I don't know, 56-57% negative, because that's the news. They don't do happy news all the time.
Right.
But it just shows you they suppress the good news. I mean, the unemployment report comes out, and these networks don't touch it. ISIS collapsed, and they basically didn't talk about it.
I got 30 seconds, and I'm up against a hard break. How much of this stuff that you're talking about is intentional? And, how they know exactly what they're doing.
90%.
Yeah.
It's all in. These people know what they're doing. Don't pretend they're babes in the woods.
Hey, Tim, I appreciate you being on. Good luck with the book. Thanks a lot. Tim Graham.
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump responded today to the attacks on Saudi oil fields, saying he's sending a team of diplomats to the Middle East on a fact-finding mission.
Secretary Pompeo and others will be going over to Saudi Arabia at some point to discuss what they feel. They're going to make a statement fairly soon. But they also know something that most people don't know as to where it came from, who did it. And we'll be able to find that out and figure that out very quickly. We pretty much already know.
Mr. Trump said Monday at the White House that the U.S. is not looking at retaliatory options until he has definitive proof that Iran was responsible. Still, Mr. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office that the U.S., quote, is prepared if the attacks warrant a response. On Wall Street, the Dow reacted, with the Dow down by 142 points, the Nasdaq dropping 23, the S&P lower by 9, oil up $8.05. SRN News.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer Pittsburgh skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer Pittsburgh.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 1250, The Answer.
Do you or your business have financial problems? Are you overwhelmed with debt? Then call me, attorney Dennis Spira, at 412-471-7675. My legal practice concentrates on bankruptcy law, debtor rights, and tax matters. I have over 30 years' experience as a former United States Department of Justice bankruptcy attorney and lawyer in private practice. I have represented thousands of cases faced with financial problems and lawsuits. Reorganize and get a fresh start. Call 412-471-7675 or visit my website at DennisSpira.com.
Community Bank.
City Mission.
Number One Cochrane.
Highmark Stadium.
Peters Township Community Center.
Angelo's Restaurant.
What do all these businesses have in common?
Nello Construction.
Design and build with one company.
Nello Construction.
Full service construction from the ground up.
Renovation. Expansion.
Nello Construction. The choice for business.
See the projects.
Begin the journey.
At NelloConstruction.com.
If you're worried about market volatility or the possibility of losing money in the next market crash, the time to act is now. Effective financial management involves identifying opportunities. And with a 10-year bull market run, markets around all-time highs, and a highly contested election cycle right around the corner, we have an opportunity now to protect what's important. Don't risk losing a significant portion of your life savings in the next market downturn. Call Hunt & Associates today, 844-366-HUNT. That's 844-366-4.
This is Chris Abernethy of Abernethy and Hagerman. You don't want the government deciding what happens to your estate or how much they will take. At Abernethy and Hagerman, estate administration is the heart and soul of our practice. We have the experience to help not only plan, but administer your estate properly, to protect your assets, minimize taxes, and ensure that your inheritance gets to the ones you love. Decide for yourself. Abernethy and Hagerman. Legal help that lasts a lifetime. Visit a-h.law.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slow ride outbound on the Parkway East, very heavy Boulevard of the Allies to Edgewood Swissvale. Inbound delays Edgewood Avenue overpass from the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, County Jail to the 4th Pitt Bridge. Parkway West slows down outbound Parkway Center Drive to Carnegie, and inbound busy from Green Tree to the 4th Pitt Tunnel. 28 outbound slows down Veterans to the 40th Street Bridge. Baldwin Road closed with a water main break in Hayes between Glass Run Road and Mifflin Road. That's a look at traffic. I'm Jenny Robinson.
AM 1250, The Answer. Weather.
A tranquil weather pattern in store for this week. For tonight, some cloudiness around, heading down to a low of 61. For tomorrow, skies turn out mostly sunny. We'll be with a high near 80 in the afternoon. For tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of 54. And for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and a really nice day overall with a high of 78. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jake Soja.
The John Steigerwall Show, AM 1250, The Answer.
Well, I just found out during the break that we will have a guest on tomorrow who is a co-author. It's Carrie Severino is her name. She's co-author with Molly Hemingway of the book Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. We had Molly on here a couple weeks ago, and because of what's happened here in the last couple of days, I thought it'd be a good idea to bring that back up again. So we're going to have the co-author of that book at 5:15 tomorrow. Meanwhile, I guess I should talk. I want to talk a little bit about Ben Roethlisberger. He just said recently after practice today that he plans on playing out his contract, which goes through 2021. So he's not looking at this injury as a career-ending injury, although it may end up being that. I'm old enough to remember when Terry Bradshaw, I was covering it at the time, Terry Bradshaw, his arm just blew out the same way. He was fine, and I think what happened was in the last game of 1982 in the playoffs, he heard something pop when he made a throw, and that was his elbow. And that's kind of what I guess I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what I'm hearing is that Roethlisberger felt the same thing playing against New England last week. I don't know that, as I said in the open of the show, I know somewhere somebody is suggesting that the Steelers sign Colin Kaepernick. And I don't think anybody has done it here locally yet. If it has been said, that I'm not aware of it, but that's just beyond stupid. And this is the fact that Roethlisberger is out, and the Steelers now need a backup quarterback. Mason Rudolph played his first game yesterday, and the other kid they have is on the practice squad. Has never played a down in the NFL. So this is interesting because, you know, we've been hearing for a couple of years. Every time a quarterback goes down, somebody somewhere is saying how terrible it is that Colin Kaepernick hasn't been signed. Well, the Steelers are going to sign somebody, I would think, if they haven't already, and I just haven't heard it yet, but I got to believe that they're going to bring in an experienced quarterback to be the backup in case anything happens to their guy now, Mason Rudolph. But this is a perfect example of why Colin Kaepernick shouldn't have been signed by anybody. So because it's easy to imagine because it's Pittsburgh. I just think about it for a minute. For all the times you heard that Colin Kaepernick, it's just terrible that he's out there, he's healthy. Just a couple of months ago, we talked about the fact that he had a video out there of himself working out and saying he's been working hard for 3 years, and people are supposed to feel sorry for him. And a lot of the people at ESPN will be on the air today. I guarantee you they're on the air somewhere there saying that, you know, the Steelers should sign Colin Kaepernick. But just think about it. Just think about what it would be like. Now, first of all, the Steelers play in San Francisco on Sunday. That's where Colin Kaepernick was last seen, okay? So Colin Kaepernick let's just say that tomorrow the Steelers had a press conference, Mike Tomlin's press conference, which is every Tuesday. And just imagine if he mentioned, and look, I'm not 100% ruling out the possibility that this would happen because every – you know, this is a crazy thing. It's a crazy time in sports. But just imagine if tomorrow at noon he said, by the way, we're going to bring in Colin Kaepernick. He'll be here later today. He's going to be our backup this week. He's going to be our second string quarterback. We have a week to, you know, teach him our offense and get him to learn it. But we think that he's in shape and he's a proven commodity, and we want to have him as our quarterback. Just think if that announcement is made tomorrow at noon. By 6 o'clock, there would be people here descending upon Pittsburgh from MSNBC, CNN, all three major news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. You would have Fox News would be here, and it would be a mad scene at the Steelers headquarters over there on the south side. you wouldn't be able to get a car in the parking lot because of all the news trucks. And Colin Kaepernick would be sought after, and the Steelers would have to hide him if they didn't want to go through the circus. But the circus would be in town. And it would be in town on Tuesday, and the circus would stay in town until Saturday when the Steelers left for San Francisco, and it would end, and it would follow him to San Francisco, and it would, and he would be asked if he's going to, he's going to be on the sideline holding a clipboard if he's the backup. Where will you be during the national anthem on Sunday? Will you stand? Will you kneel for the national anthem? And then once the game starts, as soon as the national anthem is played, every camera will be looking for Colin Kaepernick to see what he's going to do. Is he going to stand, kneel? Is he going to do what he said he's going to do? Did he hold them in suspense and not tell them what he's going to do? Did he hide from the media all week and say he doesn't want to talk about it? And then that would, of course, draw even more attention to it. So this is a perfect, now that it's happened to Pittsburgh, for anybody out there who thinks who agreed with these people who have said over the last two or three years that just Colin Kaepernick should be signed and it's not that big a deal, it would be a gigantic circus. Now, think about it for a minute. The Steelers have lost two games. They're 0-2. They lose on Sunday. They're pretty much done for making the playoffs, okay? So Mike Tomlin, there are people out there, I guarantee you, there are people out there, serious people in the sports media, who think that the Steelers should bring in Colin Kaepernick because it would be a good football move for the Steelers. It would give them a good, experienced guy who could help them win games, and he's ready to go. And they will say that, and they will completely disregard what I just told you, what an absolute total circus it would be, and why Mike Tomlin, who absolutely has to win the game this Sunday, would even for a second consider doing that. And if he does do it, he's out of his mind. Out of his mind if he brings him in. So I don't know who's out there. There'll be the usual suspects who have been bounced around, who've been bouncing around in the NFL for the last few years as backup quarterbacks. I don't know what the list looks like right now, but I guarantee you there are some people you've heard of out there, and one of them is going to show up as a Steeler before the game on Sunday. So that's just the whole Colin Kaepernick thing has been brought home here to Pittsburgh, and not in another situation without the circus that would be coming to town with them. You might make a case for a guy like him to be the quarterback, the guy who could help you win 9 or 10 games. I don't know. I don't know how good he'd be after a 3-year layoff. He wasn't actually tearing up the league when he was a backup at the time. So he wasn't even a starting quarterback the last time we saw him in the NFL. So there you have it. That's a perfect learning experience for the people in Pittsburgh, and I'm sure there's some people in the Pittsburgh media who have been among those who have been feeling sorry for Colin Kaepernick and thinking he's gotten a raw deal and been blackballed and blah, blah, blah. There's no need to bring a guy like that in and just absolutely be a total distraction to the team when it's coming up on a game that it absolutely has to win. So just forget about it. And we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, I'll have a little bit of time, and we will. I want to talk about an NFL player who tried to pull a Jussie Smollett in Georgia. We'll do that. We'll stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Getting close to retirement? Experienced a nice Trumponomics bump in your portfolio? Well, we know the market goes up, and unfortunately, we also know it goes down. Don't risk your retirement to market whims. Learn how you can lock in those gains today by spending time with the team at Marley Financial. Todd Marley and the experts at Marley Financial can help you design a retirement plan that is bulletproof against the market's ups and downs. The team at Marley Financial uses a multitude of different techniques to make sure that you have a retirement plan that is tax-friendly, stable, and worry-free. Oh, and speaking of taxes? Did you know that Marley Financial can handle that too? With all the changes in the tax laws, be sure you're taking advantage of the best possible deduction and make sure you know what adjustments to make for your overall financial picture going forward. Call today for a no-obligation consultation to see just how for 25 years the clients at Marley Financial have never had a retirement plan fail. Call 724-884-1496 today. 724-884-1496 or visit them at marleyfg.com.
For more than 10 years now, Food for the Poor has had an effective and efficient ratio of more than 95% of all donations that come in going directly back to the poor and the programs that serve the poor.
I'm John Steigerwald with Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs on how your generosity is making a difference for families in Haiti.
Well, first of all, it's life-changing. A family of four will receive food for a year and water for life with that gift of $320. In fact, a listener can say, hey, I'd like to break this up over the next 12 months. You can seriously think about budgeting $27 a month over the next 12 months, not forever. And that will effectively provide a Haitian family, a family of four, food for a year and water for life through the Ministry of Food for the Poor, ministering to the poorest of the poor in the grips of a humanitarian crisis that, quite frankly, most in Haiti have said we have not seen it this bad since the earthquake of 2010.
Your $320 gift today will provide a family of four food for a year and water for life. Visit theanswerpgh.com/hope and help as many as you can. That's theanswerpgh.com/hope.
If you're shopping for a mattress, you might find that you're paying a lot more for free. Mattress retailers use free delivery, free frames, and free box springs to close the deal. What they don't tell you is that the price of those freebies is already built into the price of the mattress. What if you don't need a frame or delivery? Too bad, you're paying for it anyway. At the Original Mattress Factory, we don't make you pay more for free. You'll only pay for what you need. That's the Original Mattress Factory difference. Visit originalmattress.com to learn more.
In a recent episode of the hit web series, Adam Ruins Everything, the show shared some of the scams that are common in the mattress industry. The big markups, the inability to comparison shop, and the conflicts of interest with mattress review sites. At the Original Mattress Factory, we agree with many of the problems the episode highlighted. In fact, these problems are the reason we started our company, to offer a better mattress and a better mattress buying experience. Visit originalmattress.com or our social media pages to hear our employees' reactions to the Adam Ruins Everything mattress episode.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250, The Answer.
Where do the children get water to drink?
It takes them about an hour and a half, 2 hours to walk to get the water from the spring.
How often do they get water?
They go 2 or 3 times a day to get water.
2 hours one way or 2 hours to go and come back?
Est-ce que ça prend nous une heure, deux heures, on craint une fois y aller ou bien pour pleurer ou tourner, manger en guette cuite?
Non, après, quand nous avons eu le premier voyage, là, nous faisons manger en guette, puis encore pour mettre dans le calabre.
In the morning, they go and take water, and this is the water that will be used to cook the meal for the day. And then they have to take another bucket of water for cleaning and all the housework.
And that was Paul Jacobs of Food for the Poor, and he joins us now. Well, Paul, thanks for being here.
It is great to be with you,
John. And you're doing great work, and you have been there, and you've seen this food and water being distributed, and seeing these people who have gone without clean water all of a sudden getting it. What's that like to see their response to
my God, I'm going to have food. Or clean water. I don't know which is where. I think water might be the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, of course, you can probably go without water for maybe 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Bad water, it can kill you in 2 if you drink bad water, waterborne illness.
Yeah.
But to answer your question in one word, it's loud. I'll tell you what I mean. I went into a community in Haiti. Families have nothing to eat. Mothers sit and wait for their husbands to come home, hopefully bringing something for their children, a morsel of anything so that the kids can eat, some water. And it's silent. Poverty is silence. Then we took a trip to a community that gets routinely gets food, has a feeding center in that community. The children go to school. And it was deafening, the sound. The loudness of the children singing,
joking. They saw
joking.
The food arriving.
Well, the food arriving. They're eating every day. It's loud. Life is happening. If you can imagine, maybe many of you have children listening right now, and you drop the kids off in the morning or you pick them up at the end of the day, and you roll down your windows and you just hear this deafening sound of these kids. It's just this white noise of children screaming and playing and laughing. Yeah. That's what it sounds like when you go into a community that has food, that has clean water, that has a chance in life. And that's what your gift right now is going to provide, a chance in life to create a sound for these families who are silent in poverty.
Phone number is 855-358-4673. That's 358-HOPE. You can go online at theanswerpgh.com/hope. Just give me just describe what it's like. What kind of food are we talking about here, and what they've gone without, and then what food for the poor is now providing?
Well, for many of us who probably remember in the 80s the Tomahawk helicopters dropping bags of rice in Somalia, those kind of things. It's not that. It's so much more holistic than that. It's rice, beans, meat, vegetables. We also have products that are protein enriched that is going to help build the body. You know, protein is the building blocks of the body.
Right.
So it's going to help these children, nutritious food that's going to help these children and these families that have gone so long without to grow and be healthy and live.
And to actually, I have not been to Haiti, but I was in the Dominican, which is on the same island. It's on the other side.
Yeah.
And I had opportunity to spend some time in the really, really bad areas of Santo Domingo.
Mm.
And I saw what was running in the gutters. And it just, and when I came back from there, what I said to people was, you think that you've seen poor, or that you think that when you hear poor people in America, and there are plenty of poor people in America, right, but you don't know poor until you see a place like this, because it's just kids without shoes, here we are, without water.
Growing up with a single parent, my father had struggled. He worked two jobs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the bills weren't paid. Sometimes the lights weren't on and the water wasn't running. That my only water was from the abandoned house next door. I'd hop the fence, fill a bucket so I could fill the toilet and flush it, or maybe wash my face. That was life for me growing up. But I had a roof over my head. I had a locking door. I had a father who was able to bring home some canned food that we could heat up on a little hibachi in the back room. That was poor for me. When I arrived in Haiti for the very first time, and it's not changed in every visit that I go, I see poverty on a level that made me believe that those days I was the wealthiest person in the world, at my lowest. And so, friends, it is poverty like we've never seen. And it's not to dismiss anybody's hard times, but it is real. It is just so tragic, but it can change. It can change slowly but surely. It can change with every gift, with every dollar, with every compassionate heart that says, not on my watch.
Yeah.
We can make a difference.
And food for the poor is what changes it. Once again, the phone number is 1-855-358-4673. That's 358-HOPE. You can go online at theanswerpgh.com/hope. And $320 or $27 per month, food for a year and water for life for one family. But even as little as $80 provides food for a year and water for life for one child. Just one gift of $80. You know that you've... one kid in Haiti has had water to drink and food.
That's it. It's making a difference, one child at a time. Don't think of the thousands or tens of thousands that may be in poverty, because there are quite a lot in Haiti. Don't think of the hundreds in a community that we may be helping at Food for the Poor. But think of the one child
Think of the one family. I think it was Mother Teresa that said, do for the one that you would wish to do for the many. Mm-hmm. And if you consider that, if your family can take a family of four with a one-time gift of $320, great, do that. $27 a month. If you can save one child, a one-time $80 gift can make a difference right now. $80, saving one.
Paul Jacobs, Food for the Poor. Good luck with this campaign, and we'll do whatever we can to help out. And I think our listeners will come through. Phone number is 855-358-4673. That's 358-HOPE. You can go online at theanswerpgh.com/hope. Paul, thanks, and good luck.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Food for a Year and Water for Life. The great thing about this is that, as I said there, is that when you give money to this idea and this project, you know exactly where the money is going, and it turns into food for people who just don't have food, or water for people who are actually literally drinking out of the gutter. So please, we'll be talking about this over the next couple of weeks, and appreciate your contributions. Before I go, I had to mention this story. This happened down in Georgia. A former player, a guy who played in the NFL for several teams, including the Tampa Bay Bucks, he's been charged with a false report of a crime, insurance fraud, and concealing a license plate in connection with a burglary and torching of his own restaurant. That's right. Edwin Lewis Kaufman was captured leaving the scene of his restaurant. Inside the eatery, police discovered racial slurs scrawled on the walls, as well as a MAGA, M-A-G-A, and swastikas. This Mr. Kaufman is not the world's dumbest criminal, but he's close. Officers saw racially motivated words, swastikas, and MAGA. Several customers were sliced open. Several booth cushions, I'm sorry, were sliced open. And they also found broken mirrors, cut wires, and a damaged video surveillance system. The smell of spray paint was very fresh. So this guy was trying to get a little insurance money, and he couldn't just do the usual, you know, set your own place on fire. He had to add the hate crime element to it. So he pulled a Jussie Smollett. And this is a guy who also deserves to spend some time in jail. And by the way, whatever happened to Jussie Smollett? Is he still out there running around saying he's not going to pay the bill for the investigation and that he still stands by what he says? Anyway, he's got a buddy now, Jussie Smollett 2, down in Georgia. See you tomorrow.
The John Steigerwall Show is a production of AM 1250 The Answer and Salem Media Group. 3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.